Dr. Penske dictating a male IME on Christopher Newton, N-E-W-T-O-N. Christopher Newton is a 43-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 7-7-23. Apparently, he was standing on a chest-high platform unloading a truck from the side of the trailer. Apparently, the bar broke off and he fell to the ground. But as a result, he believes he injured his left knee, back, shoulder, and elbow, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Yet further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of 5 bulging discs and damage to his knee. Period. He did not undergo any injections or surgery to either area. Period. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Mr. Newton was seen at Concentra on 7/7/23. Period. He stated he fell from his truck and had pain in the low back, left shoulder, left elbow, and left knee at a 7/10 level. Period. He reported he landed on his lower back and left arm. Period. He had x-rays that showed no fractures. Period. He was diagnosed with lumbar strain and contusion, common contusion and sprain of the left, contusion of the left elbow and sprain of the left knee, for which he's begun on medications. But the x-rays were of his left elbow and lumbar spine. Period. He was initiated on medication and activity modification. Period. Physical therapy was quickly instituted on 7/11/23. Period. You can scratch that. He was followed regularly over the next several weeks. Period. On 7/18/23, he had x-rays of the left knee. Period. He showed no acute osseous abnormalities. Period. He also had an MRI of the lumbar spine on 8/16/23. Period. Insert the impressions that are marked. Period. He followed up at Concentra through 8/22/23. Period. He had excellent range of motion of the trunk in all planes without reproducible pain, but he also had good range of motion of the left knee without reproducible pain. Brady was able to squat and had a normal gait without complaints of pain. Period. They reviewed the results of his left knee MRI. Scratch that. Yeah, MRI of the left knee, down on 8/22/23. Period. The left knee MRI showed chronic lateral patellofemoral maltracking with severe patellofemoral chondrosis, comma mild patellar tendinosis, comma and small partially ruptured Baker's cyst. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, normal. Left elbow extension and shoulder abduction elicited tenderness, but there was no crepitus. Period motion was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Hands, wrist, elbows, normal. Knee maneuvers, he had marked crepitus at the left knee, but no swelling or tenderness. Period motion of the right knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Modified provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative. Period spine cervical. He had minimally reduced active right rotation to 70 degrees that he attributed to recent onset of stiffness without precipitating injury. Period motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. And thoracic. He was tender in a non-vocalizing fashion between T6 and T10. Period. Lumbosacral, he changed positions fluidly. He was able to squat with support. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees in the bar flexion, but actively flexed only 40 degrees with tender disappeared when he went to remove his knee brace. He flexed while sitting on the edge of the table greater than 90 degrees. Paired extension bilateral rotation and side bend were accomplished fully. Paired on the left at 65 degrees. Supine straight leg raise maneuver elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Paired on the right at 90 degrees, no lower back or radicular complaints were elicited. Paired there was a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Paired impressions. On 7-7-23, Christopher Newton fell from the side platform of his truck onto the ground. Producing that same day at the emergency room, where x-rays of the lumbar spine and left elbow were negative. Period. He then followed up at Concentra and had ongoing conservative care. Period. He underwent x-rays of the left knee and then MRI and of the left knee and lumbar spine to be inserted here. Period, he did improve considerably, and as of 8-22-23, he had an excellent clinical exam. Period. He is feeling significantly better and denies any pain in his lower back or left knee when walking or when at rest. Period, he did not have any swelling of the knee, feeling of instability, blocking, catching, or pain elsewhere. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found there to be marked crepitus at the left knee. Period. However, there was full range of motion of the knee and provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He ambulated without antalgia. Period. He could squat with support. Period. He had variable mobility about the lumbar spine, as noted above. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the left arm, comma, shoulder, comma, or lumbar spine. Period. There is 3.5% permanent partial disability referable to the left leg, regardless of cause. Period. He clearly has extensive degenerative abnormalities in the knee that were not caused, permanently aggravated, or accelerated to a material degree by the event in question. Period. End.